It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here are your hosts, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote, back here, and we're super excited because it's a massive show. We have one of the greatest outlaw country singers straight out of Texas. We got Creed Fisher on the show this week. That's right. We're going to be talking about his brand new single called An Outlaw Like Me. An old outlaw like me, I should say. And he's been around. He's definitely one of the older outlaws in country music. And we're super excited to have him on the show this week. We'll have that interview for you coming up. We got to also talk about beef. It's what's for dinner. Well, maybe not after you hear about this massive beef recall. We'll tell you all about that coming up. And we got our good news of the week. We'll have all your Creed Fisher songs and concerts and all that coming up. And Raven, of course, is behind the scenes doing what she does best. How you doing, producer Raven?
Doing good as always.
Yeah, it's cold. I hope it's not too cold where you're at, but we just got 5 inches of snow and I can't do it no more. So I might have to rant a little bit about that.
Well, I told you, we always have one more snowstorm before spring.
Always do. And Creed Fisher, he was, you know, he's going to be all around. He gets to go to California. He's going to be in Florida. We'll talk all about that. And, of course, want to hear what you guys think. Hit us up, bartalkhappyhour.com. And right now, though, here are the songs coming up this week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Odie Coyote here. Back with a quick story here before we get to Creed Fisher talking about his brand new song called An Old Outlaw Like Me. We're super excited to have him on the show and super excited for all that coming up. But first, are you eating beef for dinner? Well, if you are, you might want to pause on that piece of beef there, that piece of steak.
You mean I can't eat my burger?
Maybe not, at least not until you hear this story here, but the USDA has issued a Class 1 recall for more than 23,000 pounds of ground beef due to possible E. coli contamination, which poses a risk of serious illness or death. I know this firsthand because I was hospitalized in 2019 with E. coli poisoning. That was not fun. That sucked. So the affected products include 10-pound, I think you meant to say tubes, but it's labeled chubes.
Chubs.
Chubs. Oh, I get it. 10-pound chubs labeled beef, coarse ground. I'm with it today. Coarse ground, 73L, I'm not sure.
Means exactly. Liters.
Liters, okay. And this is coming from Fire River Farms. Classic beef, fine ground beef, 73 liters, and Fine River Farms classic beef, fine ground, 81 liters, with specific case codes and a use and freeze by date of February 4th of 2026. So, that's a little old, isn't it? But yeah, it was produced on January 14th by the Idaho-based CF Beef Packers. The meat was distributed to California, Idaho, and Oregon. So if you're living in those states, take a close look. Though it may have reached other states, consumers nationwide are urged to check their products and avoid consuming the recalled beef. Yeah, I'd say so. Beef is a staple. You know, remember the thing from the 90s? Beef. It's what's for dinner. And then, I remember the other one. Got milk. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a big milk campaign.
It was. Well, guys, we're super excited for a big campaign that we've got. Creed Fisher, the none other legend of Texas country music. He's got a cool story about how his mom locked him out of his brand new tour bus. They're getting ready to record a video. Yeah, his mom locked him out of his tour bus accidentally. But you'll hear the full story, all that coming up. We'll be featuring his brand new song called An Old Outlaw Like Me. We'll still have your good news of the week. We'll have your Creed Fisher concerts for our final break. And just stick around. It's all coming up right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Have another cold one. We'll be right back with more Bar Talk Happy Hour on tap coming up right after this.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Modi Coyote back again this week with another fantastic interview on the show. We have Mr. Creed Fisher. Welcome. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man.
Good to be here.
We've been featuring your brand new song called An Old Outlaw Like Me. You're one of our feature artists this month. Super excited to see just another banger hit from you, man. It's just really cool. Diving into it, I mean, it's out there. So An Old Outlaw Like Me, if I could talk, An Old Outlaw Like Me is just really resonating with people. I guess my first question to you is, you know, what does this song bring? What's the vibe of this song? And how is this kind of like in a continuation of what you've been doing?
I think it touches the vibe of like when you do what I do for a living, even if you're just a musician or if you're an artist, you know, it's hard to have relationships. And the song kind of describes, you know, when you live out playing the bars, I mean, it says, love is what you're looking for, but love ain't what I need. You know, it just kind of describes me to a T. And I think it kind of just describes how I feel about my life and relationships and what I do for a living.
Absolutely. That's great, man. And you talked about having a lot of fun when you filmed the music video for this thing. What was the standout moment there? And what were some parts that really made you laugh on it?
And it's funny the things you look back and remember. My mom was there at that show that night. And my mom had not been on my new bus yet. And we were giving her a tour. And her and Roxy went to the back to go take a tour of my lounge in the back. And we were fixing to do a video on the bus. And they ended up locking the door somehow by accident. Just a cool show there at Bucks, which is near my hometown where I live. So had a lot of my family out there, my uncles, my mom. And it was a great show. And I'm really happy how the video came out. Three beautiful young ladies. It was fun, man. I had a lot of fun shooting that one.
And who can be mad at mom, right? I mean, you can't.
No, not even if you try.
But that's not, you know, an old outlaw like me is not the only thing you got that came out recently. Just this last October, you released your brand new album called Between Heaven and Hell. Really, a really good album. I guess, you know, what's been the response, though, from your fans? You know, it's been out for about 3 months now, or actually, yeah, close to 4 months now. Apologize, but. Yeah, about three, four months out now. What's been the response like from fans? What's it been like playing it live? And how's all that been going for you?
All the feedback's been positive. It was a couple years since I'd had an original album, so the fans were really, really ready for it, and so was I. And it's been nothing but positive feedback on it from my fans, so I like to hear that. That's what I strive for.
And that's the thing. I mean, Creed Fisher, you're not any stranger to Texas and Red Dirt and Outlaw Country. You're a legend at this point. And so when you have a new album come out, you know it's just going to be a banger. I kind of felt bad when I was writing that question out. You know, obviously want to promote it and tell people to listen to it. But man, it's just one of many. When you think about this album and you talked about kind of that, you know, continuous progression, what's kind of been the motivation here to kind of keep doing these albums, and where's that kind of creative growth coming from?
It's either in here or it's not. For me, it's just what's what I live for. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, some guys can sing, they don't write their songs, or some guys can write songs, they can't sing. And I love doing both, but songwriting has always been my major passion, you know, for the whole thing, telling the stories, you know.
Absolutely.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, you know. It's been a rough road for me. I made a lot of people mad when I got started here in Texas. And it feels good, man, to just have outlasted that and to see how well the music's doing, how well the song's doing on the radio, especially Texas radio as well. And it just feels good, you know, to start being able to make friends with some of these other artists, you know. And I've always kind of been the loner of Texas country, you know.
I don't see how. Right. I mean, I know you kind of go to the beat of your own drum. I'm a little bit kind of familiar with some of the older stuff that kind of came out, but hearing and seeing where you're at now, you know, a lot of people look up to you, and I think that that's incredible, you know, because we also, on our show here, we interview a lot of newer artists, people who haven't been doing this as long. And frequently I've heard your name mentioned, you know, as an inspiration for them. And so I think anyone who's had any doubts about you, man, needs to just listen, and they need to really take a look at who you are now and see that growth. And that's honestly what you do, man. You prove the haters wrong, and you just keep doing you, and eventually you kind of get there. You're living proof of that.
You described it to a T, man. I think that's exactly what it was. Yeah. I'm kind of an abrasive figure. A lot of my first music was patriotic and something a lot of people wanted to say but didn't feel like they could say, and maybe some people didn't want to hear, you know?
Yeah.
And so it feels good, man, to come back around and to get a little love, you know, even when I go to like the Texas Country Music Awards, just feeling the love from everybody. It feels good. And I actually won basically Outlaw Country Artist of the Year, the Texas Country Music Awards this year.
Congrats.
Texas is where I'm from. It's my home, always be my home. And it just feels good to start kind of feeling like I'm fitting in a little bit more than maybe before. You know, it's crazy, man. I've never played at Larry Joe Taylor Fest. I've never played all these staples, you know, Steamboat and all these, because I've just always marched to my own drum. I've never been one to like popularity contests, and, you know, just kind of go my own way.
And I think that's great. Talking about getting around, you're one of the few artists actually that's gotten to a point where you're doing national shows. I was looking at your concert schedule. You got dates coming up as soon as March 7th in Largo, Florida. You got other ones. You're going to be doing a show in Denver, and then you're going to be out in California in West Hollywood. And I've heard of this place, Whiskey A Go-Go, right? And I know that that's kind of a decent venue. I've heard of it before. And so what's cool about our station and our show is, you know, we go out to so many different stations, and sometimes we get interviews, and you're one of those really cool artists that we get to talk to sometimes, where I can genuinely tell people, go check out your concert calendar, because you're going to be probably somewhere, hopefully within driving distance of where they're going to be at. You know, I'm thinking about those. I mean, what are you kind of most excited for on this stretch of the tour?
There's a lot of them. California comes to mind. I always have a lot of fun out there. I'm doing a long run, a hardcore run out there. I think we have 15 shows in like 22 days, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I always like playing out there on the West Coast because I don't get out there very much. Mm-hmm. And obviously the big ones like Billy Bob's, Green Hall, you know, Whiskey Go-Go is going to be awesome. That's a very legendary venue there in West Hollywood, California. And to be honest with you, man, every single show, I just love playing, and I love doing what I do for a living. And sometimes you got 1,000 people there, and sometimes you got 75 people there, you know? And I just try to go out and play the same way, either or.
And the stages get bigger. Obviously, you're staying true to yourself. That's amazing. And that's something I think a lot of people try to strive for in the industry. And it's hard not to kind of feel a little bit of change, but, you know, you do it for the fans. It's what I always hear from the artists that we talk to on the show is, you know, it's always fan first, right? Because the fans are what gave you the career. The fans are the ones who, you know, take their hard-earned money, pay for the tickets, pay the cover charge, get into these places, show their love and support. You know, but is there kind of a fan memorable moment or fan reaction you've had recently that kind of sticks out to you a little bit?
My fans are the best. They come out and they support us and they love us and we love them back. There was a show not too long ago where a little kid was in the front with his little guitar, and we got him up on stage towards the end of the show. I think it was the last song of the show. He brought his guitar up with him, and he was just up there jamming with the band. I announced the band and left the stage, and he was still up there with the band, and they were just jamming out. It was cool.
That is cool.
That was one of them.
Giving those kids those special moments like that, I love it. We try to take their own kid. He saw Brooks and Dunn, which is pretty cool, not too long ago. And he was young enough, he was about to fall asleep, and then they came on, and he was rocking out. And so getting the kids into this early, getting them as close as they can be, and I think it's great, you know. All right, so we don't have a lot of time left here with you, but I did want to ask, looking ahead, do you have a song or anything specific that you're excited for, that you want to talk about, you just can't wait to share with anybody?
I have a lot of music, man. I can't wait to share with everybody. That's all I've been doing the last couple of years, been in the studio. I think I've got about 36 songs cut right now that aren't released. And there's one in particular, my next single is called The Outlaw Jesse James. I'm just super excited for. It rocks. It's a jam. It's a good one. So well, I'm really looking forward to that. Now, there's a few. I mean, Angels Like Her on my new album, and then there's a song called Dirty Girl, those three. So my next album is called This Whiskey and Me. It's the tour we're on right now. It's going to be dropping early summer, and every song is a banger on there. But those three, The Outlaw, Jesse James, I can't wait to get it out.
I love Jesse James. Yep. That is going to be a good one. And knowing you, man, I don't even need to have any preemptive words on that. I know it's going to be a banger, and we play so much of your music on the show, man. It's going to be good.
It's bangers. Actually going to be my next radio single.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye out on it. And as soon as we get it, as soon as it drops, the promoters get it over to us, you know, we're going to play it. So there's no doubt that I can almost tell you, if you never get to at least the top 20 with any single that you ever release, man, something's wrong. Because I can almost count on it. It's like Old Faithful out at Yellowstone. Whenever Creed Fisher has a new single come out, I can almost guarantee you it's going to be in the top 20. Almost guaranteed. And those who don't follow the charts, you know, don't count, don't follow what radio does. Let me tell you guys something. There's just artists that when we see come out, they're already legends in their own right. We don't even have to think about it. There's no market testing for, you know, what songs we're going to put on for Creed Fisher. If it comes out, I can almost bank on it's going to be a banger. Mr. Creed Fisher, thank you so very much. We really appreciate taking time out to interview with a little show like ours and take time out for our fans as well. We really appreciate it. You guys go check him out online. Go stream his brand new single called An Outlaw Like Me. It is out right now. If you get a chance, go check him out in concert live near you. Do you remember Creed off the top of your head where they can get tickets at to come see you?
Oh,
that was right. CreedFisherOfficial.com. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. God bless you, brother. And stay close, man. We'd love to have you on again.
Thanks for having me, brother. I really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, brother. Take
appreciate
care.
You, buddy.
All right, we'll be back coming up next here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. And we'll have all your news and concerts and everything else. So stick around right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour. Good news of the week.
Rescue crews this week helped a stranded bald eagle that found itself drifting on a slab of ice and headed for trouble. Wildlife officers say passersby spotted the national symbol stuck on the floating ice and called in help right away. Responders navigated the cold, choppy water to reach the bird and bring it safely to shore. A rehabilitation team is treating the eagle for minor issues and will release it once it is strong enough to fly. Officials thanked the public for speaking up, saying quick calls like this often make the difference between loss and a second chance. Amanda Cassidy reporting.
Keep it clicked. We'll be right back with more here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour to Coyote. Hope you enjoyed that song right there. That was from Sonny Sweeney. Please be San Antone. That's one of my favorite songs from her from all time. But also, one of my new favorite songs was, of course, Creed Fisher's An Old Outlaw Like Me. Go check it out. Stream it on your favorite streaming platform. And yeah, it's a really good time having him. We sure enjoyed him. He's definitely a big, big, big guy. You go check out, we'll have the video of it too on our YouTube page as well. So yeah, go definitely check that out. And, but for right now, we got some concerts from Creed Fisher to tell you about. A couple dates in Greenville, South Carolina. He'll be there on February 26th and the 27th. And he'll also be on March 6th. He'll be in Ormond Beach, Florida. He's got a couple dates in California at Whiskey A Go-Go, and, super excited for him. Hopefully his mom doesn't lock him out of his tour bus anymore. But it sure was a joy having him. And one thing I was going to mention real quick, totally not a diss, but see, Creed Fisher, he's a man. When he talks, he doesn't talk fast like me, and it took my brain a little bit to slow down for that interview. But it sure was great having him. We actually had to edit a little bit just for time, and I kind of felt bad about it. But if you ever hear Creed Fisher talk, he doesn't mix words. I'll tell you that much. He's a pretty straight shooter guy. And yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed having him. But anyway, guys,
We want to remind you guys, remember, drinking ain't the sin. Being drunk is. Get your butts to church on Sunday. And we'll be back here for another show this next week, so make sure you tune in for that right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.